This is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is Thursday. We are headed for the 4th of July this coming weekend. And things that I look at here, frankly, scare the hell out of me. I don't even know where to begin. I'm not quite sure where to begin today, but there is so much to cover that simply must get to it. Let's start with the fallout from Brexit, shall we? Let's start there and talk about what was said yesterday by the leaders of Canada and Mexico and the U.S. and their American Union get-together, if you will. Prime Minister Trudeau of Canada focusing on the North American clean environment, clean and secure energy, 50% renewables by 2025. That's 8.5 years from now. 50% renewables. Clean and efficient transportation. Protect nature, he said. Focus on scientific understanding and act aggressively against climate change. Talking about a North American trade zone, human rights, partners on defense of fundamental rights, whatever that means. You know, the first thing they talked about, the most important single issue, apparently, to Obama, Trudeau, and then the president of Mexico is the LGBT community, and second is global warming. These are the two most pressing issues facing North America today, apparently. Then there were comments about working toward a more united, integrated, focus on the key words here, integrated, competitive North America. Reaffirming to work with a vision to advance economic integration. These are the themes that kept showing up during the comments yesterday. North American clusters, single trade windows, bolstering trade in the region, trilateral cluster maps. What is a tri? Yeah, you know where that goes. Trilateral program for trusted travelers and all sorts of other stuff, right? This is what they were focusing on. The centerpiece of the plan, by the way, this clean energy effort, to push to generate 50% of electricity in North America from renewable sources by 2025. It includes nuclear, my friends, which is okay with me. But it's kind of a smokescreen. The centerpiece is a plan to create more renewable energy, nuclear power, advanced fossil fuel technology, and energy efficiency measures, which means, you know, the whole thing about how Brussels, Belgium, was dictating to the rest of the continent, you know, what they could have and use, like how much your teapot, how much energy it could use in Britain. That was one of the things that really pushed these people over the edge to say goodbye to the European Union. Well, those sorts of ideas, though not centralized, the globalists still don't get it. Mexico also will join with the U.S. and Canada push to reduce methane emissions by at least 40% by 2025. There's at least 10 jokes in there. All three countries pledging federal methane regulations. Tacos and burritos will no longer be served. See, I told you there was humor in there. All right, and so while all of this is going on, according to a new policy, so back to the Brexit, and this globalist, they can't let go of the idea that they lost. according to a new foreign policy document from the Brussels-based institution, from the European Union, the defense policy from the Brussels chief says that they need a new army. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini's global strategy document states that as Europeans, we must take greater responsibility for our security. The white paper adds, while NATO exists to defend its members, most of which are European, from external attack, Europeans must be better equipped, trained, and organized to contribute to such collective efforts, as well as to act autonomously if and when necessary. That was one of the big threats, of course, of Brexit. We'll build our own army. Well, then, build your own army. A more credible European defense is essential also for the sake of a healthy transatlantic partnership with the United States, it says. While it stresses that NATO remains a primary framework for the member states. Mm-hmm. So the globalists just, they refuse to hear the fact that people want their own countries back, this country back. Europe wants its own identity individually. And yet the Germans and the French and the Belgians are going to push and prod and fight for. And fight for this super state, this German slash French, and primarily German, make no mistake, super state. Because the Germans are in the position that they're the most financially sound, the strongest position to create this opportunity, if it's an opportunity at all. All right, meanwhile, let's look at some polling, because we're going to get to some other things here, because the biggest shocking story from yesterday I'm going to get into after the break, a story that just, it's astounding is what it is. Two new polls out have different snapshots of the race between Clinton and Trump. Of course, the media doing its level best to push Clinton over the top. Democrat Hillary Clinton has a 42% to 40% lead, 2 points in a Quinnipiac poll. In a new Fox News poll, Clinton's up by 6, and 89% say they describe Donald Trump, this is from a Fox News poll, by the way, as hot-headed. He's had a few rocky weeks in the campaign trail, and it shows in the latest Fox News poll. Just over half of Republicans would rather have someone besides Trump as the nominee. And his support in the presidential ballot test has dropped 7 points since May. Democrat Hillary Clinton, though not exactly closing the deal up, leading just 44 to 38%. The Libertarians and the Green Party will have impact this time around. They will have impact this presidential race. Well, they're going to win, no. They're not going to win, but they will have impact. All right, it's Thursday. Coming up after the break, I have to share with you something that I find shocking on every level. Something that happened yesterday that you won't hear a heck of a lot about today, but you should know well about because it's going to change, well, could change a lot of things about the future of the United States. Financially, that is. It's 14 after. It's the Steve Gruber Show.